How the title of my message could be taken as something with a grammatical error. Let me read it as "The Man Who Never Noticed." A rich man who was not named but was well looked after died and went to hell. A man named Lazarus, who was poor and unwell, went to heaven to be with Abraham when he died. The rich man had the opportunity in life to help the poor man, but apparently didn't notice him. When I read the scripture for today's service, my thoughts were, oh no, how do I talk about this? The poor go to heaven, the rich go to hell. And hell is horrible. So, first, who amongst us is rich and who is poor? We know some of the poor in our society. We see people who do not have housing or funds to purchase food or clothing. But why do we have people without food or shelter? Canada is a signatory to the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, a covenant overseen by the United Nations. Our country has signed on to an international human rights covenant that says, at a bare minimum, we all have a right to adequate food, housing, clothing, and the highest attainable standard of physical and mental health. And the state will provide for those who cannot provide for themselves. Our system appears to be broken. We don't provide those minimums for everyone. Our state doesn't provide those minimums for everyone. And those who go without live in a particular kind of hell, separated often from their families and loved ones. We also know that much of what is provided for the neediest comes from private enterprise, not from our governments. For a few years after I retired from teaching, that's how I know Anne, I worked at the women's shelter, Grace House. The hardest part of that work was supporting the women with children because we couldn't house the children and they had to go into foster care when their moms became homeless. One young mom was there because she had become addicted to painkillers after a serious accident. She was a professional who had lost her job, her home, and her children because of that addiction. She had a baby while she was at the shelter, and the baby had to stay in the hospital for medical treatment after she returned to the shelter. She bicycled daily up to the hospital to feed the baby, and she expressed breast milk at night to take to it. I remember her setting an alarm to wake her every 4 hours to express the milk, and then bicycling up the hill with it to the hospital. She did this knowing that when the baby was ready to leave the hospital, it would go to a foster home, and she would lose personal contact with it until she could find a place for her and her children. It's a broken system that does this to a person, and it provides a particular kind of living hell. There's no doubt that many amongst us can't see our poor, but who are the rich? My husband Tom and I own a 1985 Volkswagen van. It is our means of a holiday. It has carried us on several amazing trips and did the same for my parents, who owned it before we did and took it as far as Alaska. We are only able to drive it because Tom is able to do the mechanical work on it. Sometimes when we arrive late at a campground and we don't have a choice of our campsites, we're put in a site between two gigantic Winnebago-style motorhomes. We definitely feel then like we are the poorer folks. And yet, When I read about people who would love to have such a van to sleep in instead of camping on the sidewalk, I remember that we are rich indeed. But do the rich really all go to hell? Abraham was in heaven, and he was a wealthy, prosperous man when he died. I can think of many rich people today who, although they are a part of the top 1% of the world, owning 90% of the wealth, they do seem to be able to see some of the needy. The richest man in the world, under 30 years old, gave over $24 million to the efforts to stop or treat COVID in Britain this year. That's a very small part of his net worth, but it shows that he has an interest in the world. He noticed a need. Many of the rest of the richest are not like the rich man in today's scripture. They've noticed, and they give small percentages of what they have. So perhaps not all the rich will go to hell. And where do we fit? Many commentators think that Jesus was speaking to the few who were very rich in his day with this warning, warning them they had to notice and care for the needy. But there must be a message for us here, whether we are of the 2,000 billionaires in the world or the many of substantially less worth. This passage is about punishing those who don't notice. Abraham said that the rich man's siblings would not benefit from Lazarus going to warn them, because if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced even if someone rises from the dead. It is a stark truth for those who do not notice. And why would we not notice, especially when we have the teachings of the prophets as well as the words of someone who rose from the dead to teach us? The story of the woman from the shelter has a stark truth for me. She and her new partner were eventually able to find housing, and she was reunited with the baby and her other children, to my great delight. One cold day, I ran some errands and hurried back to the shelter without stopping to talk to the new man panhandling on the street. My coworker asked if I had seen our former resident out panhandling. She was bringing in much needed income by begging for a few hours while her children were in school and a neighbor watched the baby. I didn't stop to notice that the new man was a woman. I never saw her again, never had the chance to talk and make sure things were okay. She turned out to be one I didn't think I had time to notice. And she is the reason I chose the panhandler for my picture for the message today. He's not sitting up panhandling, but he's sleeping. Regardless of my position on panhandling, I know I need to notice. Christ calls us to notice the poor in spirit as well as those who need food and shelter. We're called to hold our governments to task over the human rights they're not providing. We are the siblings of the rich man who should be lobbying for safe water on Indigenous communities, fair taxation that provides the funds for the necessities of life for all, and a fight for accessible mental and dental care, and so much more. The culture we are fortunate to enjoy hides the truth about consumption and poverty, and it's easier for us to remain ignorant. But above all, we are called to notice. And with Christ's example, we will know what to do when we notice. Amen.